What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dirt and Sprague.
I really do believe they're either going to live up to the hype or they're going to have a very mediocre season.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt.
No, I'm not a bro.
And a little splash of Sprague.
Peekaboo.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, welcome back in. Happy Espresso Monday. Hope you got your coffee, your caffeine, whatever it takes.
Woo!
I had to hire my wife's cousin to do a job, a house job, because he's qualified to do it, and I'm Mr. Watch on YouTube and still screwed up guy.
Let's see if we can figure this out.
And he posts a lot on his social media. He's a young guy, right? Mm-hmm. He's like in his young 20s, okay? But he's made a great career for himself. He didn't have the best upbringing. It's a remarkable story, really. And so I hire this guy because he saves me a few thousands of dollars.
Sure, a little bit cheaper.
And he knows what the hell he's doing. He's professionally licensed. So I hire this guy to do a gig for me. And he posts, I woke up on Saturday and when he was supposed to start, and I'm like, I wonder how he's doing. And I open social media and he's the first Instagram story I see. And I'm going, I wonder if he posted today. Yep. 45 minutes before I even woke up, he is in the car recording himself, stamping through a Red Bull and shotgunning a Red Bull sideways. Like it's a...
He's ready to go, dude. He's ready to attack that house project. Whatever he's doing, he's going to get it done.
I'm like, this dude knows what he's doing. He's getting amped out of his brain.
Is that healthy to shotgun an energy drink? Is that recommended?
I'm not judging.
What's the CDC say about that one? Should we check the papers?
I don't know. What's funny about that, actually, is
I don't
yesterday.
Know if I could do that, dude. I genuinely don't know.
Dude, it was gone in
any energy
seconds.
Drink. I don't know if I want to drink any energy drink that fast. That sounds horrible.
It was gone. Got a lot to get to in the second hour. Adam Rittmer is going to join us. I'm going to tell you Justin Herbert's biggest weakness. I want to tell you a funny quick health thing.
Yeah.
So I went on a hike at Mount Hood, Timberline Lodge yesterday, which is just beautiful, perfect weather. And we went to get drinks and vending machines inside of Timberline's Day Lodge. And my kid wants a Gatorade. And I'm like trying to guess what Gatorade she's going to want. There's a yellow, there's a red, there's an orange, and there's a dark blue. Okay. So I choose the blue. And I end up being wrong, of course.
Yes.
Because, you know, no matter if your kid wanted it or not, she's going to tell you you're wrong.
That's not the right flavor. What the hell's the matter with you, Dad?
And my sister-in-law's with me, and my kid goes, oh, I wanted the red. And my sister-in-law goes, oh, the red one's not good for you. And I didn't say this, but I'm like,
what's the difference between the red and the blue one?
Now, is that just a line for the kid to appease the kid, or was she serious that she doesn't think that the red one is healthy for you?
Well, my niece also said the red one's not good for you, and I'm like, are you guys red dye people where you think any consumption of red dye is going to be
the
worst?
So the blue dye's okay, and the yellow dye's okay, and the orange dye's okay? I'm
confused. That was kind of what I was thinking. Is like, do you think there's a difference between having blue dye and red dye?
I mean, I just don't like the red one because the red one sucks. Of all the flavors of Gatorade, which I love how we still call them the colors and not the actual flavors.
Yeah.
The red Gatorade is probably the worst Gatorade.
It's worse than orange?
Without a doubt worse than orange Gatorade. Lemon lime is delightful. Don't you dare.
I like them all.
Don't you dare disrespect lemon lime Gatorade.
I don't choose red.
I don't often go dark blue either, so that's a controversial pick for your daughter. I might put dark blue slightly ahead of red, but near the bottom of my Gatorade power rankings.
So if you had red, blue, lemon lime, or orange, which of the four would you choose?
Lemon lime, probably.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like lemon lime.
I'm a big lemon lime guy. Yeah. Lemon lime might be my number one flavor.
Okay.
Or a light blue. Occasional light blue Gatorade. Oh, it hits the spot.
Well, I just think like red dye is in conversations now.
Yeah, people are talking about red dye.
Yeah, red dye number five.
Yeah, and I don't think most people like can tell me what's the difference between blue dye number whatever and red dye number five.
I also hear
red dye is bad for you.
As the resident fat on the show, I will also say it's also funny to like harp on one thing that might be unhealthy while 90% of the other stuff you're putting on your body is incredibly unhealthy.
Well, people were
like me, like I'm going to cut out beer because I'm trying to watch what I intake.
Right.
And then you see what the rest of my intake is and you think you're not making that big of a difference, buddy.
Well, I saw people celebrating that RFK got Coke to put real cane sugar in the Coca-Cola and not the high fructose corn syrup stuff.
Okay. Is that supposed to taste better?
Well, I mean, have you ever had a Mexican Coke?
Yeah, I have.
They are remarkable.
Is that what it is? Is it the actual sugar?
It's basically what they're saying is they're going to do that. And okay. I saw people celebrating this as a big health win, and people were like, there's still 48 grams of sugar in
of
that
sugar.
Can. That's not very big.
It's a lot of sugar.
What are we celebrating?
It's soda. Soda's not healthy.
Here's a different path
Breaking
to diabetes.
News. 7:05 this morning, we have discovered and labeled soda. Not healthy. Delicious.
Yes.
I keep it out of my house sometimes because it's super addicting.
Yeah.
Not healthy, no matter what version of it you drink.
Well, I'll tell you what is healthy. Justin Herbert is your starting quarterback.
You're damn right it is.
Now, many after last year's playoff were talking about Justin Herbert and, oh, he can't win the big one. I saw the NFL graphic that said most passing yards in the first, what is this going to be, year five, year
six? This will be year six for him. He's going into year six in the NFL.
That makes me feel kind of,
doesn't it?
Weirdly old.
And I think he does hold the record for first 5 year passing yard, doesn't he?
He does, but also he holds that record as the guy who also still hasn't won a playoff game.
He's not won a playoff game.
And so people hold that against him. And so everybody has these takes on Justin Herbert and Jim Harbaugh. His head coach was on NFL This Weekend with Manti Te'o and Jamie Erdahl, and he was asked, what is Justin Herbert's biggest weakness right now? And this was Jim Harbaugh's takeaway.
Justin Herbert's biggest weakness is all of those that he's counting on offense, coaches, offensive line, playmakers, receivers, running backs, to get up to his level, you know, that's I wake up every day to try to get to his level. So if you put us as the number one duel, I mean, it's 90 Justin, 10 me.
Yeah, Manti Te'o had Herbert and Harbaugh as the number one quarterback coach duel. And I'm like, you know, Reed and Mahomes are still in the league, right?
They've won a couple of Super Bowls. That's a hilarious.
Be the biggest duck honk in the world. Yeah. Like, what are
not
you
even,
about?
Not even I would argue that one.
The biggest weakness of Justin Herbert is that nobody is on his level is a great answer.
He went total Michael Scott on us, man. He went, what are my biggest flaws? I work too hard. I care too much.
Do you wake up every day wanting to be on Justin Herbert's level? That should be a poll question as well. Yes or no, you wake up every day hoping to be on Justin Herbert's level.
I mean, there is a little bit of truth to this, right? I mean, when you look at his career, I know that people roll their eyes here. This isn't just a Herbert argument. Like, Burrow, to me, is a prime example of this last year. Joe Burrow was incredible what he did in Cincinnati. Did the Bengals make the playoffs?
No.
Did they win a playoff game?
No.
No. But he had maybe the best statistical season of any quarterback in the league, and if they had had a just a defense with a pulse, he probably would have won MVP, because if they were in the playoffs, he would have won MVP because of the year that he had last year. But they weren't, because his defense was one of the worst in the NFL. His offensive line was terrible, and it doesn't matter in certain situations how good you're playing. If you don't have enough around you, it's not going to mean a lot of team success. When you look at Herbert, and people think it's an excuse in this neck of the woods, his first 4 or 5 years in the NFL, his defense was largely ranked below 25th in the NFL every year. That's why they hired Brandon Staley. Remember his skinny, weird beard ass doing yoga on the sidelines? That was his head coach for a couple of years. His run game has always been non-existent, ranking near the bottom of the NFL. And so he's a guy that has not had a lot of help in his career. Right now, and we could feel how we want, but when you look at quarterbacks and what they have to throw to in terms of the upper echelon guys in the NFL, there's not many in terms of a skill position ranking that you would say, give me the Chargers wide receivers over those wide receivers. Give him a Jamar Chase. How different do his numbers look? I think Ladd McConkey's a good NFL wide receiver. I don't think he's a true number one option in the modern NFL. He maybe proves me wrong on that over the next 10 years.
He's an Edelman.
Sure.
He's like not a one, but
he's not
going
to strike the fear into you. He's not a guy that you can just lob it up to and he's going to one hand catch something on third down and just beat you constantly one on one on the outside.
Yeah.
He can be a very good NFL wide receiver, but that's been the other part of his career. When he had Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, they could never stay healthy. And now he's dealing with Ladd McConkey. So some of the criticisms are completely fair to him. He has not played well in big moments. They blew the lead. He threw a couple of picks in that playoff game last year. Mm-hmm. Some of them were not his fault. They went right through the hands of of wide receivers into the hands of defenders, and we look over that fact. But he's largely been a guy early in his career that has not had a lot of help around him.
Yeah, they added some defensive depth in the secondary. They signed Rashawn Slater to the richest offensive line contract over the weekend, so they've shored up their line. Obviously, having Slater on the left side, they just drafted Joe Alt. Joe Alt had a great season for them on the right side. They brought in Mekhi Becton, who had a really kind of resurgence of a career in Philadelphia and winning a Super Bowl. So the right side of that line has been shored up. Zion Johnson, their center, they're raving about him. Like, the thing about the weapons, you're not wrong. Like, Tyler Conklin was brought in. And Conklin, I think, is a good player.
He's fine.
He's a fine run blocker. He can give you some production behind Will Disley there. They obviously lost Mike Williams. I love Ladd McConkey. I'm not shocked that he had a good year, but Quentin Johnston still can't be trusted yet.
Nope.
Najee Harris had the firework thing, but they're ranting and raving. Harbaugh, I listened to that interview. He's in love with Omarion Hampton.
Yes.
So watch for that kid this Thursday and through the preseason to see some highlights. But, you know, it's not a excuses thing. I also forgot DJU, by the way, is in their camp.
Oh, really?
It's not an excuses thing to me. He did play really poorly in that wild card game, I thought his defense was actually a little overrated. It was weird. They kind of had a transformational turnaround, but I thought they kind of overperformed. And I remember reading, it might have been Barnwell, that some of their metrics were a little misleading. And then they played, like, remember the Ravens game?
Yeah, it's a bit of a paper tiger where you're holding down some bad offenses and the numbers look good on a season-wide. But when you look in specific games when they needed to be good, they weren't very good.
Yeah, if you're the Trailblazers, you build on that and you say our defense was stellar. Now, the Chargers, I think, are trying to improve and actually get better in different ways.
Yeah.
The weapons thing is going to be a problem, but also I know what they want to do. Everybody knows what they want to do. Harbaugh does it every time. He's never had a losing season. He wants to run the football.
Yeah.
And so I think shoring up that offensive line, making Slater happy, drafting Joel, bringing in Becton, having a stellar center, drafting Omarion Hampton. Like, I think these are things that are going to try to take pressure off of Herbert. And then hopefully somebody else, maybe it's Johnston, maybe it's Jerry Rice's kid, somebody step up for the love of God.
Yes.
And be a good target for them. But I just love the answer of his biggest weakness.
He doesn't have any.
You know what that is? That's the interview question of, like, what's your biggest weakness? My biggest weakness is I care too much.
That's exactly it.
That's the answer that Harbaugh gave of his quarterback.
My biggest weakness is I work too hard. What can I say?
It's a big year, man. I did this at A&A. We did a NCAA tournament show. If you're new to the station and the show, we have a show almost every year. We did at the casino this year, A&A. And I went and made a futures bet before our show on the sportsbook floor. It was 3-1 Chargers to win the division.
Yes.
I know there's some Bronco fans out there. Broncos took some steps, at least on paper, with their defense. We'll see Bo Nix is year two. They also drafted a running back in R.J. Harvey. And I know the Chiefs are the Chiefs, so kind of be a fool's bet. I think the Chargers can be really good this year. And I don't think Herbert needs to go way above
to make that a possibility. That run game might be really dominant this season.
Yeah, I mean, their numbers, when you look at him, or his numbers, I should say, when you look at him, the touchdown numbers weren't great, but what he was and has largely been elite at now for 3 years in a row is he's not turning the football over a ton. I mean, 23-3, 23 is not a ton of touchdown passes, but 23-3 is a hell of a ratio. He can get his completion percentage up a little bit, and that's a good spot to be if you're a quarterback that can just lean on a run game the entire time and win games playing defense and running the football, make a couple of plays. The one thing that I hope that they utilize him more in this year, he's such an incredible athlete, man. Like, I'm not going to say that he could be the same level of a runner as Josh Allen, but I think there has been a reluctance down there to run him for whatever reason. Maybe it's the fear of getting hurt. Maybe it's the thought of he's our entire offense and we can't survive without him. But the way Buffalo utilizes Josh Allen, I'd like to see Herbert, especially in the red zone. Like, you get down inside the 10-yard line, he's 6'5", 250 pounds. Hike the ball to him, everybody block, and just follow your big-ass offensive lineman into the end zone. It doesn't have to be that complicated.
Let's pivot. Stay in football. Let's go to college football. This reporter was at Big Ten Media Day and had a takeaway that I want to kind of talk about. Adam Rittenberg, our good friend from ESPN, is going to join us for the Daily Ticker next on 105.1 FM, The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry Hops Infused Hard Seltzers.
Absolutely, it's delicious. Pelican Brewing Company presents today's Daily Ticker. Pelican invites you to take a beach break at one of their four coastal locations, Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and Lincoln City. We've had some listeners go out to Lincoln City recently.
Hanging out over the weekend.
I was just there a couple weeks ago. It was beautiful. It was gorgeous. The weather has been perfect. Look at that. Oregon does have beaches.
How about that?
And the Daily Ticker, of course, brought to you by Pelican. We have a lot to get to on the show, but I'm interested today in having our guest on. We haven't had him on in a couple weeks. ESPN's Adam Rittenberg covers college football on Twitter at ESPN Rittenberg, and he had this, which caught my attention because it's something that I feel like is building in the sport. There's a lot of stuff about playoff expansion or what's the format. He had this. This wasn't among the talking points for Big Ten coaches and officials in Las Vegas, but I brought it up to several, and they agreed The preseason polls should be obliterated. They carry too much meaning and shape debate, overvaluing slash undervaluing teams before we know anything. And he joins us now. Adam, good morning. Thank you for hopping on with us here on 105.1 FM, the Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Preseason polls. Do we need the little number next to the team names before they kick it off?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. You know, and I should have specified, I'm not talking about, you know, Brandon and Andy's poll. I mean, I'm talking about the AP and coaches' polls that, again, have had importance in the past and I think are very hard to ignore, even if the committee members say that they don't ignore them or don't factor in to their thinking. It does shape discussion. So, I just don't think that they're necessary anymore in a sport that has great popularity. You know, people follow these off seasons much closer than they used to. Rosters are changing dramatically. We know less about teams than we ever have. And there's countless examples of, you know, teams that were overvalued because of these polls. And it just becomes hard to parse through and say, well, was that really a quality win? Was this a win that was undervalued or overvalued? So I just think the sport would be better off if we waited, you know, 5-6 weeks before we had polls that people really put any sort of stock into. It's easy to sit there and say, oh, it's fun and this helps TV ratings. I mean, somebody responded to that tweet and said, well, you know, if Ohio State and Texas don't have numbers next to their names, how on earth will Fox promote that game? I'm like, oh my God, no one will turn in to see Arch Manning and Jeremiah Smith if they're not ranked by some arbitrary poll in the top five. It's just kind of goofy, guys. And again, if it didn't really matter, then I wouldn't care, but it has mattered. I don't think anyone can sit there and say, oh, well, no one really puts any stock into the preseason rankings. They do. They really shape a lot of things. And I think, you know, especially with the discussions coming out of the Big Ten media days that, hey, this committee, we can't really, you know, they're good people and they're doing their best, but they're human beings. We can't really trust them to make the best decisions. You know, this factors into it because it's another thing that enters the mind of human beings whenever those polls are released here in a few weeks.
Yeah, it's so spot on. I think back to the opening weekend last year in Ireland with Georgia Tech beating Florida State and everybody oh my God, Florida State lost. What a win for Georgia Tech, a top 10 upset of the Seminoles. And then you fast forward to the end of the year and you're like, well, maybe we shouldn't have been surprised by that because Florida State had one of the worst seasons that they've ever had. You kind of answered my question there, Adam, but I'm curious to ask, like, if I put you in charge of this, how much is enough of a sample size? Because not everybody plays somebody in non-conference, right? So if you go for the first 3 or 4 weeks, like Indiana has been in the news lately for scheduling things that they've done. They play, you know, 3 Baylor School for the Blinds. They got nobody there. How long is enough of a sample size until the rankings are okay?
Yeah, I mean, I would be fine to wait until late October. I mean, maybe you could say 6 weeks. You know, normally, you know, you'll at least have played a few conference games and hopefully a quality opponent. But again, I say that, and we all know, you just brought up the example of Florida State. How often has Texas A&M been viewed as a team to beat early in the year? And then they end up 7-5 because that's just what they do there. So, yeah, I think you have to wait a little longer, you know, into October. Certainly the committee, I believe the committee puts out its first set of rankings usually around, you know, that first week of November. Maybe that's too long, but I'm not denying that rankings and the AP poll in particular are part of the fabric of college football and the history of college football. But I just don't think you lose a whole lot if those sort of established preseason rankings go away. You know, you could still have media polls and things that come out of each individual league. But I think those two polls, at least for me, maybe I'm just old, you know, they just did carry weight. Growing up and certainly working in the media, covering the sport for a long time, you know, your eyes do go to those rankings when I don't think we should. I think we should wait and see what happens, you know, 6, 7, 8 weeks into the season.
Yeah, the minute I think we found out the media poll and the coaches poll didn't matter for the actual playoff stuff, I'm just like, okay, those polls are dead and kind of irrelevant. We use them to tease football games, to your point. I don't think Texas Ohio State needs numbers next to their name to tease to make a big matchup. This is Adam Rittenberg of ESPN, does a great job covering the sport for ESPN, ESPN.com. You can catch him on TV as well with all the great college football coverage on Twitter at ESPN.com. Rittenberg. Oregon has their local media day. I know it sounds weird. They were just at Big Ten media day, so you might be like, what? They just did that. No, they do another local one, too, because you can never have too much attention. And so they'll talk today, more players than was allotted at the Big Ten media day. And then camp opens. Oregon had their first season in the Big Ten, Adam. They went undefeated, win the Big Ten title, and then, you know, kind of lay an egg in the playoff game against Ohio State. What is Adam Rittenberg's expectation of Oregon this season coming off of what they did last season?
Well, yeah, I think this is a team that should be back in the playoff. What they look like and how they perform, especially in the Big Ten, may not be exactly the same, but you guys probably talked about this. It just felt like their story ended too soon last year, given how well that they performed. And, you know, yeah, they ran into a team that was really talented and really motivated, and Oregon obviously didn't play well, and that's the way the playoff goes. But I think, yeah, Oregon is at a point that they can lose 10 NFL draft picks and they can have, you know, some interesting players coming in through the portal and, you know, lose an Evan Stewart, unfortunately, and still be a playoff caliber team. Now, there's going to be some different elements, and how does Dante, we haven't really seen Dante Moore on the field in any sort of meaningful action for a couple of years. You know, how are they going to run the ball more with a guy like Mekhi Hughes? How are they going to look defensively, you know, losing a number of players to the NFL draft? But I just think what Dan Lanning and his staff have done, it's one of these personnel machines. They are always in the mix for top transfers, for top recruits. They've developed players. They've built a line of scrimmage-based program. So it's all the things that you want to be a team that we're talking about for the playoffs every single year. But, you know, there are going to be some tough games, and going out to Penn State won't be easy, and going to Washington and certainly some of the home games as well will be a challenge. But I think you're at Oregon, you should expect the playoff every year.
You know, on that, Adam, I'm curious to ask you, and away from like the playoff formatting stuff, it felt like everybody in the conference had their marching orders and they knew exactly what to say and what we want, you know, strength of schedule to look like and conference games and, you know, automatic qualifiers and all that. Just from the football side of stuff, I'm just curious, what were the other big takeaways from you from Big Ten Media Day? Because you can kind of run the gamut of Penn State being the favorite to Lincoln Riley being on the hot seat, UCLA welcoming a new quarterback. Like, I'm just curious, what were the standout storylines from Big Ten Media Days for you?
Right. So I think there's an acknowledgement that there's a clear top three. You know, in which order, it's up to you, but certainly Penn State, Ohio State, Oregon. And it's interesting because Oregon won the conference, only 13-0 team last year in the FBS. Ohio State won the national championship, and yet most people say Penn State is the preseason favorite because of who they bring back. And so there's that group. And then there's a gap. And I think the question is, how big of a gap is there between the next group and then who is truly in that next group to contend for the playoff? Because last year it was really four teams with Indiana and then a sizable gap, although Illinois closed it a little bit at the end of the year, but there weren't really any other legitimate playoff contenders coming out of the Big Ten. So is it Illinois? Is it Indiana again? Is it Michigan? Is it Iowa? USC, can they get back in that conversation? I think Washington will be much improved. I think you know, a couple other teams might be in that conversation, but certainly I think that after the top three, who out Minnesota thinks that they're not far away, but who actually will be in that next group of playoff contenders to give the Big Ten a chance at four or more teams in this upcoming field.
Yeah. Adam, last question for you, because we appreciate your time. Deion Sanders is supposed to have a press conference today with his medical team. I know you highlighted it on your social media. I think it is circulated through people that love and follow college football. This is happening. Very weird. His Instagram post was weird. What is, I best guess is probably the wrong phrasing to use here, but like, I don't, what are we to expect today? Are we going to get a stunning announcement, or is this just going to be a random health update where he gets a lot of eyeballs and he ends up coaching this season?
Yeah, so I never want to get ahead of a health announcement. I don't think it's a small situation as far as what he dealt with, but I also have been told that he is going to coach this year. Now, maybe that changes between now and 11 a.m. Mountain, but I think this is essentially a chance for him and his doctors to explain what was going on in the late spring and early summer. And then I've been told that they will pivot to football and talking about camp, which opens tomorrow. And, you know, I asked somebody fairly close to the program, is he going to have to be leaving constantly to go get medical care elsewhere? They said, no, he's in Boulder. He's going to be in Boulder. So, you know, again, I never want to get ahead of a health announcement, but my expectation is that Deion will be coaching this year.
All right. Good stuff. Adam Rittenberg, he's one of the best. We enjoy him. He's a good friend of the program. Give him a follow on Twitter at ESPN Rittenberg. Look for all his great work at ESPN, ESPN.com on television. Thanks so much for the time, Adam. We always appreciate it. We can get you on to talk some college football. Let's catch up with you soon. The season's here, my man.
Absolutely. Can't wait, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, there we go. Great stuff from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN, on today's Daily Ticker, which is, of course, brought to you by Pelican Brewing Company. Pelican Brewing cracks open today's Pelicano, the summer seasonal cerveza. Drink in refreshment.
Sounds delightful right now. We need one of those during the show every morning.
We'll get to the Deion stuff. We got some college football audio to get to. Forgot to ask him his review. We need to talk at 7:45 today. Did you guys watch Happy Gilmore, too?
I did. I did watch it this weekend.
I watched it last night.
I did not have a chance with Hops. I plan to watch at some point this week.
Okay. Well, what do we do there?
You guys,
we can still review.
I don't think we can really ruin it. I don't think we can really ruin
it.
It's
not
the
kind
of
movie you're worried about having anything spoiled.
There's not a plot twist here that's going to spoil it.
Okay. All right. Well, there was one for me. There was a twist. I was like, oh, that's the direction the movie's going.
Couple of minutes in, right out of the gate.
Pretty quick. yeah, so we'll talk about that at 7:45. Coming up next, do you agree, though? Should we obliterate the preseason media polls and not have little numbers next to teams' names when they play in these non-conference games? We'll get to that coming up. The fan text line's 503-864-6326. Back with more Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
All right, it is 7:36. Welcome back in. Good stuff from Adam Rittenberg. We will get into some other college football. Dave Aranda had a weird answer.
Maybe the weirdest I've ever heard.
Oh, really?
This, I don't know, Swag can maybe corroborate this. I don't know if I've ever heard of, okay. And I don't know what the question was.
I don't
was.
Know what the question was.
I'll find the question.
Okay.
We need the question.
Yeah. Do we?
Well, the context
I kind of
want to
play the fun game of what do you think the question was?
Did you see the photo of Harbaugh this weekend staring through a like a tarp at Herbert?
I did.
So he said, like, context matters. This makes me look like a weird creep. He goes, if you would have backed out, you would have seen that I was working with receivers telling them when to break in their routes, not staring at Justin longingly like I want to sleep with him.
I mean, I think he does want to sleep with Herbert based on his comments from earlier.
Good stuff from the quote. Interesting. Not interesting, I guess. Not surprising either, but kind of validated your point last week of Oregon is one of these programs that when they lose a lot of talent to the NFL, you kind of just sit back and go, they're probably going to replace it. And it might not be as good, but it's still going to be really good. And he says expectation every year at Oregon should be the playoff.
I think based on the way they've acquired talent over the last 3 to 4 years, this would not have been the takeaway in a two-team, you know, BCS model or a four-team playoff model,
four-team
right?
Even makes it tough.
Because then you got to be 11-1 every year. You can go 10-2, hell, maybe even 9-3 in a lot of years and be a competitor for the college football playoff. And I just have a hard time seeing them be worse than 9-3 this year. But maybe I'm wrong.
So the poll question is up with the quote from Adam Rittenberg, Oregon, the expectation should be playoff every year. Do you agree? Yes or no? You can vote at Dirt and Sprague. The other part of the conversation we had is the preseason ranking thing. And I've said this before, either get rid of it because it's two media, it's two polls that don't actually have a say in anything.
No, they're different entities. And in one entity, the coaches don't actually vote and the AP voters don't know what the hell they're doing because you can't watch all of them.
Well, yeah. And I think you either do the playoff committee preseason because I want to see where their narratives are at.
Yes.
And we can find out and expose them. Or you wait till October. You got to move it up earlier than when they release it now. It's like almost mid-November, it feels like sometimes. And I'm like, dude, the season's almost over. Like,
yeah, they need
now?
To start because the NCAA men's tournament started doing this like in February. They would release if the committee met today, you had the top four
That's
seeds
what it would
in
be,
each
yeah.
region. So they might say, okay, maybe they do. Here's your playoff bracket. You don't reveal the whole thing.
I mean, let them off the hook if they just have to do their playoff bracket. You're only going to put in 12 teams out. You don't even have to tell us who 13 through 20 are.
When you can despise media and not believe the media poll all you want, LSU-USC was a good example last year. USC beats LSU. And it's like, yes. Well, that's a good loss for LSU. And then you look back and go, no, it wasn't.
No, they didn't win a road game in the Big Ten.
But what I would say about the media poll is that I think the committee – uses it. It's like cheating off somebody for a test. I think they take the media poll, they shape their narratives going in, and then they just form it and tweak it how they need to when they release their first ones. Does college football need preseason polls? Do you need the little number next to the team names when they play? Do you need to know where Notre Dame or Miami is ranked?
Where are they ranked?
When they play on a Sunday on Labor Day weekend?
No, I don't need to know where they're ranked. It would be very weird if we didn't have it. Like Texas and Ohio State playing in the opening week of the season without a number next to their name would take a while to get used to.
Does the sport need it?
I don't think that it does.
No,
I think if you're a fan of the sport, you know. You know the big matchups, the big games, the primetime games. Like, we're not dumb. We know who the good teams are usually going into every single season, and there are always teams that fall off the face of the cliff. Like, we've seen this every year. I want to say it's like 10 straight years now we've had a team ranked in the preseason top 10 that has fallen completely out of the top 25. Hmm. Every year, there's a team that is projected to be one of the best in the sport that ends up being terrible. And I used Rittenberg there. The example was Florida State. When Georgia Tech beat Florida State, that was a massive deal. Like, oh my God, Brent Key did this. They won. Holy crap. I can't believe they did. And then you look up at the end of the year and it's like, yeah, everybody beat Florida. Boston College beat them.
Yeah.
You name it. They almost lost to FBS or FCS
they won three
teams.
Games like, last year, didn't
they were terrible. Yeah. They were the worst teams in the country. And so it wasn't a very big win when you look back on it in hindsight. It makes a lot of sense to wait for this stuff. It also highlights the ridiculous stupidity of college football. Like, in the NFL, imagine needing numbers next. When the Bills and the Ravens play, I need a 5 versus a 7 on there, or a 2 versus a 4? Like, we all know big games. We all know the good teams. I don't need a number next to the name. Especially coming into the year, it is ridiculously dumb that we rank teams without ever watching a second of them play football.
What's the game on the schedule Labor Day weekend that you're like, I think that game actually does need the numbers? Because, like, there are...
I'm scrolling through. I'll see. Let me see if I can find one.
There's probably 20 teams that college football junkies never need, that you just say they're playing and you go, yep, I know they're good.
Like LSU and Clemson's your primetime game on the first Saturday of the season. I don't need number 9 versus number 5.
Look, we know that this is all for TV entertainment,
yes,
right? Like,
is.
We know that, but also I am wondering if the sport needs it for, as Josh Pate would call, the casuals.
The casual fam.
The people who don't follow it religiously, that don't eat, breathe, and sleep like every element of a program. They just say, oh, there's a big game on it I heard about. I'll watch it.
Right.
Do they need it? And I'm like, I don't think they need it because I think they're tuning in because they know it's a big game.
If Alabama and Georgia are playing, I know it's going to be a good big game. How about this one on Sunday of opening weekend? South Carolina, Virginia Tech.
See, that's a game that I'd say...
South Carolina will be ranked in the preseason
poll.
It
should be.
Virginia Tech probably will not be.
No.
So does that help the viewer of like, oh, South Carolina's number 12. I'm going to watch that game.
See, I think it's bigger for the casual, non-diehard college guy to just know who Lenore Sellers is.
Yeah.
Like, just going with Lenore Sellers is playing football.
Might win the Heisman Trophy this year. He's a stud.
This dude's awesome.
Yes, he is.
Watch him play. You don't need the little number next to the name. It, for me, it's as cut and dry. If the committee isn't doing a preseason poll, so I know where their dumb narratives are starting.
Yeah, if you're going to have one poll, have it be one poll that counts for the entire season.
Give me the committee poll or give me nothing. Yeah. I don't need the poll. I will watch that sport. I love it. I will watch every big game. And even the games that aren't quote-unquote big games, like Kansas State, Iowa State,
that's
in
a good
zero
one.
Week.
Right out of the gate.
I know to watch that.
Yeah.
And
both those teams should probably be ranked in the top 25.
Well, they're in that buzz. You know, they're in that kind of just.
Virginia Tech, South Carolina's helped because it's a standalone game on Sunday.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
But they're just going to market Lenore Sellers, not the 12th ranked South Carolina Gamecocks. Right. It's going to be Lenore Sellers is how they're going to sell that game.
That's exactly
And to Rittenberg's point, it's going to be Arch Manning. Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah, I mean, stars. Two of the biggest stars in the entire sport. Yeah. I don't need a lot more reason to watch that game than that.
You can vote at Dirt and Sprague. I believe I put... Oh, I didn't put a preseason poll question, but you can vote on the Duck. Expectation should be making the playoff every year.
Yeah, that absolutely should be the expectation.
All right, we have a lot more to get into. We'll get back into college football. We're going to pause. Let's do a movie review. Did you watch Happy Gilmore 2 this weekend? It came out on Netflix almost 30 years since the original?
Yeah, when did the first Happy Gilmore come out? To have been the 90s.
I knew it was long ago because
96.
There was a lot of death in this movie.
1996.
Air conditioner lady, dead. Not in it. Jackass guy, dead. Not in it. Bob Barker, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Chubbs, see you later.
The grandma, obvious one, but the grandma, you know.
Didn't really hit on the grandma death much.
Did not touch on the grandma very much.
Like, mentioned it in a funny scene with a shooter, but not much mention.
Not a lot there with grandma.
Well, we'll talk about the movie. Was the hot take, just to say this about the movie, you can chime in at the fan text line 503-864-6326. A little Happy Gilmore 2 talk, and then we'll get into college football. Dusty, the brand man, will join us live from Eugene at 9:15. Dirt and Sprague back with more on 105.1 The Fan. We'll get into some college football audio. Happy Gilmore 2 got released this weekend on Netflix. First text I got was from Meringue. He had said, like, it's unreal. That was on Friday. Didn't watch it Saturday.
Unreal in, like, a good way?
I think it felt like it was a good thing.
Okay.
I think he said it was hilarious. Let me go back and check. I know he said it was unreal.
Unreal. Because I could go either way. Unreal is either it's like,
Watch Happy Gilmore 2. It was unreal, laughing, crying emoji.
Oh.
So I got that on Friday. I had a couple other people text me on Saturday. And then I'm like, all right, I knew I was going to watch it. I just didn't Saturday, didn't Friday. Yeah. So like I made and carved out time Sunday to do it. You watched it?
I did watch it. I started on Friday night. I got tired, dude. I finished it on Saturday.
It's also a lot longer than I thought it was.
It was really long, and it was
25 minutes longer than the original.
For the show purposes, I knew I needed to watch it because I knew we were going to talk about it today, so I made a point of emphasis. But yes, I wanted to go to bed on Friday night, and I fell asleep, and then I finished it on Saturday.
I won't give any spoilers. I don't know if that movie really can have spoilers. It kind of was.
I mean, yeah.
I almost nailed exactly. The only difference is he did end up with Virginia, Julie Bowen's character.
Yes.
I will not say anything else. But yeah, he basically was taking on LIV Golf for the PGA.
Which was funny because there were actual LIV guys in it that played along with that joke.
Bryson and
Brooks were both in the movie with big cameos.
And the whole movie is basically his usual cast of friends who are characters.
Yes.
Even Rob Schneider's still included.
Rob Schneider's there riding his bike.
Got one line, but was in it still. And then every other celebrity that would possibly do a favor for him said, sure, I'm in.
You name that golfer, Eminem randomly. I don't even get the connection there, but Eminem being in it.
He was the Jackass guy's son.
What's the connection, though, with Eminem in the first one? Is there any at all? Or just Eminem's Eminem
What's
and let's
Travis
put him in the
Kelce?
Movie. I don't know. I'm just
I think it's that.
Okay.
I think it's
because I know he
cameo,
hangs out
cameo.
Because Sandler hangs out in a lot of sports circles, so I get a lot of the athletes being in there and all that kind of stuff. But
what did you think?
I mean, it was exactly what I thought. The movie was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. But I laughed a handful of times and I watched it. Will I ever watch it again? No. The movie was absolutely terrible. Like, let's call a spade here. John Daly was funny. John Daly made me laugh a couple of times. Him living in his garage was a funny little subplot, like Uncle John Daly's out there in the garage.
Yeah.
Make sure he, you know, he doesn't sleep in my bed. Feed him a couple of times. That was good. I thought Scottie Scheffler's cameo was great. Going back to jail and having that whole thing of like, oh, not again. That was pretty solid.
A lot of Scotty in this movie.
A lot of Scotty. I thought he was, of all the cameos, him and John Daly were the two best ones out of the movie. I mean, the movie was horrible.
Okay.
Do you disagree with that take?
No, I mean,
the whole thing at the end, like the first...
maxi golf?
I would say the first hour of it wasn't bad. Like his, like the life story and then him trying to get back into golf with the scene where he shows up playing with the randoms and he's yelling every time he's hitting it. Like I laughed at that scene. I thought that was good. The maxi golf thing at the end was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in a movie.
I love John Lovett's little cameo at the driving range. He tries to swing like him, and he falls down on the second story of the driving range.
How does that one dude, that fat, short guy,
Haley Joel Osment,
how does he keep getting roles in movies like this? Isn't he a like questionable guy? Didn't he get in trouble for something?
Well, I think he just had a Dewey, but I think that's it.
Okay.
I liked him in that character.
Because the last time I was excited for like a revisiting of something was the Entourage movie.
They made the movie
and he ruins the movie.
Yeah, he's
and now I got to deal with this guy driving the ball 800 yards.
Look,
get out of here with that nonsense.
The movie's not great, but we didn't go in with expectation. I thought somebody put it really
well. No, it was very low bar.
It's a gas station hot dog.
Yes.
A lot of times that glizzy's going to help, it's going to hit, and you're going to go, this was good.
I was hungry, I needed something, and I ate it.
You're probably eating that, what, once or twice a year?
Sure.
Some people are brave. They do it more often.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was what I thought it would be. I laughed. Me and my daughter was like, it's better than I thought it would be. And I was like, I give you that.
It wasn't Dumb and Dumber 2. It was not Dumb and Dumber 2.
No, it wasn't.
That will forever take the cake as the worst remake of all time.
Did you like the twist, the reason for him having to go back to golf? Because that one, I was like, what?
They launch you in. A couple minutes in, you're like, oh, this is a fun little story. Wait, what? It gives you a nice little twist right out of the gate.
I wasn't mad at it. And like, I felt like the hot take of the weekend was to just go online and be like, the movie was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. And not funny at all. And I'm like, I think there's a little more middle ground than that.
Sure. I chuckled a handful of times, and I went in with the bar being as low as it possibly could.
Very low for me, too.
I don't know if it exceeded that bar or not. It was about an inch off the ground. I laughed a couple of times, but ultimately not. I mean, it's just hard. You cannot recreate something that was magic like 30 years ago.
I thought the shooter stuff was odd, admittedly.
Yeah, mental institution, the whole thing.
Yeah, I just went to a mental institution for 30 years.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then he's out now, him and Happy are friends. The rivalry just dead.
I didn't like that.
He can't get out of the hospital
because
he can't forgive Happy Gilmore, and then he gets out, and they're like buddies all of a sudden.
It was obviously 30 minutes too long.
Yes.
Like, you could ease. And honestly, this can be a hot take. Mm. I like Lavelle Crawford. I thought that his Chubbs Peterson son thing was... You're trying too hard.
Trying a little too
hard. They just tried too hard to tie in too many things.
Yeah.
Like, they have a graveyard in the scene, and it's like every character that's actually dead in the graveyard. Like, air conditioning ladies in this. And I'm like, why would he put her in the same gravesite as his wife?
Right.
Well, I just spoiled this. Yeah, there's a spoiler.
Way to go. Way to go, Bob.
But it was fine. It was what I expected.
It was, it provided content for the weekend.
Sure. Not Nick Kurtz content.
No, not like that.
But different kinds of content.
Yes, a little bit too long. Probably will never watch it again. But it was fun to have the nostalgia of my life for 2 hours.
I'm going too long here, but I'd add people poking holes in the plot point. I just want to ask you, what's the plot point of Liar Liar?
Can't tell a lie.
Yeah, I mean, like, what comedy has great plot points?
Can't tell a lie,
40-year-old virgin. Dude needs to get laid and grow up. A plot point.
Maybe I'm going to paint your blue pants gray.
I guess you are. Loaded third hour of the program. We'll kick it off with some college football. What did you think of Happy Gilmore, too? You could chime in at the Fan Text Line. Hour 3, Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.